Thank you, Senator. By hiring people.
Republican Senator Rand Paul brands himself as a standalone politician, disagreeing with fellow Republicans at times while agreeing with Democrats on certain issues. But the power shift in Egypt is pushing Paul to lock horns with the Obama administration. Recently, the U.S. Congress refused to take up a proposal ending U.S. aid to Egypt and redirecting that money to spend on domestic infrastructure projects sorely needed in the U.S. Paul argued that U.S. aid to Egypt should end, citing the law that prohibits the United States from giving aid to countries after military coups.
The law is very clear. Everyone here in Congress can read. They recognize that the law says when there is a military coup, the aid must end.
Early June, the Egyptian military suspended the country's constitution, pushing out former President Mohamed Morsi. The United States gives about $1.3 billion in aid to Egypt's military, and the Obama administration has not called the military intervention a coup. Doing so would put a stop to the aid and compromise leverage with Egypt's military. But experts say Cairo is already giving Washington the cold shoulder while embroiled in a governance meltdown.
What we find is, what do we have to do to solve the problem today? I mean, really solve it. And that requires good faith and equivalency of good faith on both sides. I don't think it's there.
Rand Paul isn't the only voice calling for the Obama administration to stop the financial assistance, but it has been the loudest one in Congress.
When a military coup overturns a democratically elected government, all military aid must end. That's the law. There is no presidential waiver. The law states unequivocally that the aid must end.
U.S. officials are facing increasing criticism over their apparent policy contradictions. The Obama administration has condemned continued violence in Egypt and has canceled a joint military operation with the country. However, the administration has not made any announcements as to whether it would cut off the $1.3 billion in annual aid to Egypt's security forces. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.